Now, each week at this time, we talk health issues, and we very often speak with one of the many, many great professionals from the Sydney Adventist Hospital, the SAN. And tonight, we're going to speak to the head of the cardiology department, structural interventional cardiologist, Dr. Elizabeth Shaw, on heart issues, which we know are a massive, massive issue for so many Australians. We generally think of it as something that is affecting men more than women, but that's not necessarily the case. But let's talk to the doctor. Elizabeth Shaw, good evening to you.
Hello, thanks for having me on tonight.
Am I right about that? Because the perception is that it's men that are predominantly affected by heart issues and heart failure and heart disease. So what's the ratio here with women?
You know, it's a common misperception, but heart disease and cardiovascular disease is actually the leading cause of death in women in developed countries. And so it's a very big issue in women as well as men.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at a figure here that's one Australian woman dies of coronary heart disease almost every hour of every day. Would that be right?
I know. It's insane statistics, isn't it? And really what we can do is try and prevent those heart attacks from occurring by, you know, improving our lifestyle and managing our risk factors.
When we talk about heart attacks, and I know this has just been heart attacks and I guess heart failure, and just so broadly, what are we talking about here when we in the whole array of heart disease, all of them for women?
Yeah, so cardiovascular disease includes everything to do with the heart and also stroke. And so stroke is also a leading cause of death and morbidity in the developed country. And so with regards to heart disease, there's different types. There's coronary artery disease, where there's actually blockages in the heart arteries that supply blood and oxygen to the heart muscle to allow it to pump. So that's called coronary artery disease. There's also ischemic heart disease, which includes coronary artery disease, but also the little tiny vessels, microvascular disease, that can cause disease and obstruction that can cause chest pain and symptoms for patients. And there's also heart failure, where the heart doesn't pump very well, in that it can't pump enough blood to supply the whole body, and that can cause, you know, shortness of breath and swelling of the ankles for patients.
And so the risk factors, and particularly for women, what are they?
So, you know, women have similar risk factors, in that the traditional risk factors like diabetes, smoking, being overweight or obese, being physically inactive, having high blood pressure or high cholesterol, or family history of heart disease. That's for both men and women. But women in particular have other non-traditional risk factors that only affect women, such as preterm delivery of their babies, hypertensive disorders of pregnancy, or gestational diabetes. And we know that women who have had preeclampsia or gestational hypertension, for example, are at increased risk of developing high blood pressure or heart disease later in life. In fact, 10 to 15 years later, after their pregnancies, their risk of heart disease and stroke is doubled, and their risk of having high blood pressure is four times those women who didn't have those conditions of pregnancy.
Yeah. And spontaneous coronary artery dissection, SCAD, what is that? Because it, apparently it affects women more than men.
Yeah, no, definitely affects women more than men. So SCAD, or as you said, spontaneous coronary artery dissection, occurs when there's a sudden split in the membrane of the heart vessels of the coronary arteries, and then they get blood into one of the false lumens, and that can cause occlusion of flow through the actual main lumen of the heart that supplies the heart muscles, and that can cause a heart attack. And SCAD occurs more frequently in women. And in fact, about 20% of acute cardiac events in women under 60 are caused by SCAD. Mm. It was previously under-recognised, but there's more and more recognition of it now.
Yeah. And when we think about heart attacks, are the warning signs different between men and women?
Yeah. So traditionally, when we think about heart attack, and most people do, think central crushing, left-sided chest pain that goes down the arm or up the jaw. But women can get that too, but sometimes they don't. A lot of the times they don't. And they may just have shortness of breath. They may get neck or arm pain or shoulder pain, or sometimes even back pain. Sometimes they just have this overwhelming sense of being anxious or unwell or feeling really tired, nausea and vomiting. Fatigue is a common one. Patients come in just saying, I just feel tired when I'm walking or doing things. And that's you know, we need to be, as doctors and as the general population, be aware of these symptoms and making sure we seek medical help when these occur.
Yeah, and women less likely to get surgery for heart health? Why is that?
I know, pretty insane statistics there. I don't really know why, and it's quite bad, but really, women need treatment just as well as men. Hmm. And, you know, all it's not just Australia, but it's all around the world. Women are less likely to receive a coronary angiogram or revascularization of their heart arteries compared to their male counterparts. In all the studies, the women tend to present a little bit later. They're a little bit older and they have more comorbidities. But that shouldn't really reflect the fact that if they have a blockage in their heart arteries, they need that artery opened because time is heart muscle.
Yeah, so women, there'd be a lot of women listening to us right now who'd be thinking about some of the things you've talked about today. And so it's not the classic symptoms, but maybe they're a bit tired, maybe there's something there. They really should be going on to their GP, shouldn't they?
Yeah, no, definitely. If they're not sure, it's always good to speak to their GP, who can then refer them on to a cardiologist, especially someone, for example, like me, with an interest in women and heart disease, because I think there is a difference between men and women. There was an interesting study a few years ago from the United States that looked at patients who presented to Florida emergency departments over 2 decades, and they looked at patients. So female patients treated by female cardiologists did better than a female patient treated by a male cardiologist. But male patients did the same, whether they were treated by male or female cardiologist, which really shows there's an inherent bias sometimes in patients. I've had young 40-year-old patients come to see me for a second opinion because they've just got this chest pain that won't go away, or they get it on exertion.
Yep.
And then I had one particular patient, she was 45, who I sent for a CT coronary angiogram, which is a way to look at the heart arteries without doing the invasive operations using a CAT scanner. And she actually had a critical stenosis in her left main coronary artery and ended up having a bypass. And she was so grateful because she felt so much better afterwards. Mm. But she just was told it was anxiety before, which is just insane in this day and age.
Yeah, that's right. So the message you've got is if someone feels that there's something wrong, and it can be really of any age, go and see your GP because it might be more than anxiety, more than pressure, more than just the pressures of daily life. It might be something serious.
Yes, definitely. I have 30-year-olds that have had bypass surgery or stenting, you know, with heart attacks. So it can occur at any age. And, you know, plaques start forming at the age of 20. So really, we need to do everything we can to try and keep our cholesterol low and exercise lots.
Very interesting. Health. Yeah, and I often ask the doctors we speak to situations where someone comes to them and you say to them, well, if you'd come a couple of years earlier or 3 or 4 years or 5 years, things might be a bit different. I guess that would be the situation with some of these women for you.
Yeah, definitely. Prevention is much better.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that tonight. And if anyone's heard something tonight that they think, well, right, maybe I do need to go along. You just go to your GP, get a checkup and say, I really want to check my heart and see what it's like to make sure that there's nothing wrong. That's what they do.
Brilliant idea. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. That's Dr. Elizabeth Shaw, who's the head of cardiology there at the Sydney Adventist Hospital. Sydney Adventist Hospital, harnessing the latest advancements in health while giving you the attention, respect, and care that you deserve.